Luskin star as well after that memorable Golden Slipper winner. At 26 to 11 on Sky Sports Radio, Group 1 action in Queensland today at Doomben, of course BTC Cup Day, and Adelaide at Morfordville. It's the Blue Riban for the three-year-olds. The South Australian Derby is on today as well, the first there at 1:05. Before we get into all our racing, our harness racing with Amanda Rando and greyhound racing with Tim Newbold, before we look at our thoroughbred meetings for the day, it's time for your chance to win that duo of Dewardly. Good morning to Port Ambrosoli.
And a very good morning to you, Russell, my good friend, and good morning, everyone. Yes, on this fabulous Saturday morning again, which we seem to say every single week, we give you the chance of winning a twin pack of Windy Peak wine from the famous Australian winemaker, Dewardly. Who else? Every time you walk into your local retailer, make sure if you want a bottle of quality, affordable wine, you reach out to the one that carries the label Dewardly, because you know it is the absolute supreme quality. I tell you about Windy Peak. I tell you about Sacred Hill. They're two very affordable wines. Pardon me. I better go and get one right now. Clear the throat. But the thing being, they're two very affordable wines, and the quality of them, of course, is unsurpassed. Windy Peak has a great range of reds and whites. And, of course, at this time of the year, swing into the cooler months, many people enjoy a red wine. Well, try the range of Windy Peak Reds, the Cabernet Merlot or the Shiraz. You know, they're both lovely wines. The Shiraz is a delightful white wine, medium red wine, nice and medium bodied and the like. So whatever you do, pick up the bottle of Dewardly. Now, I have a very, very easy question for you this morning. Russell Veitch knows the answer to this question, had no idea of the answer, had never heard of it, which absolutely amazes me, because he's the man who knows everything when it comes to racing, and he had never heard of this. So there you go. But I suggest that the first person through will get the answer, because it's the simplest question I've ever asked. Of course, they're racing today at Scone, at Emirates Park at Scone, with this, you know, fabulous two-day carnival. All I want to know is, where was the original locality, or what was it originally called, at Scone? Where were they racing prior to racing at Emirates Park? Where at Scone? I never knew it as Scone. Mm. I always knew it by its locale. That's what I always thought it was called. So there you go. So tell me, what was the name of Scone's locality?
And Gary Harley, you're barred from ringing up, by the way, too. Apparently he was a broadcaster there.
He was touted as being the broadcaster of Scone, and I, quite seriously, Russell, always said he could not possibly broadcast here because he couldn't get into the broadcasting box. You had to go up this very short ladder, and you could only get halfway into the box before you had to do a pirouette to get into the rest of the broadcasting box. Pirouetting has never been in Gary's vocabulary.
Yes,
you know you're going to thrash me when you see me, don't you?
Well, the Christmas lights have lit up in the studio, and we have Edward from Bexley winning today. So congratulations, Edward. Beautiful bottles of Dewardly on your way.
You'll have some Windy Peak on its way to you, Edward. Congratulations. And, of course, the answer was White Park. It was as country as you could possibly get, White Park, and it had a surface that was totally different to any other. It was a horses for courses surface, that is for sure and certain. And they had many, many fun times at White Park. It was really a great place to go racing, great friends there, and Scone Carnival was always the very, very best. So that's the answer. Edward from Bexley, you've done well. Thank you, Russell. Have a great weekend, and all when it's Scone, Darren Plindell will be bringing you all the coverage there this afternoon.
You betcha. Enjoy your day, and good luck at Scone.
Thanks, mate.
PA on Sky Sports Radio, 22 to 11. Amanda Rando looking at Tabcorp Park at Menangle in a moment here on the Early Mail.
Hi, Adam McDougall here. If you're busy like me and want to get healthier, then you need the Man Shake. The Man Shake is a healthy meal in a shake, and it tastes great. The Man Shake works. We've helped thousands of Aussie blokes lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. And now I want to help you. To make it easy, buy 3 weeks worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. That's right, a week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget, focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom, 1300 107 155, or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
At Bing Lee, buy any Beko washing machine and receive a bonus year's supply of Cold Power washing powder. A fantastic bonus from Beko and Bing Lee. Conditions apply. See bingley.com.au or in store for details.
You're listening to the Early Mail on your racing leisure. Sky Sports Radio.
Tabcorp Park, Menangle, where the stars fly tonight. The first gets underway at 4:53. Group 3 action. Amanda Rando has all the winners. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Russell. I hope I have all the winners, but it is a top night ahead of us at Menangle. And as you said, the Group 3, Joe and Michael Ilsley free-for-all, is the feature on the card.
Yes, goes at 7:24. It's the second leg of the quaddie, the C2C7, and a first four jackpot, 2 of 10 grand, goes in. Let's have a look at the first race. This is the Clinton's Toyota MO. Take out the 2 and the 8 here, leaving 10.
Yes, Russell, this race, I'm tipping the 10 on top, mouse in the house. There are a few strong chances in this race, and I think this horse is obviously one of them. He's one of the class runners of the field, and he has a pretty good record over this distance, 2,300 metres, and he had a month away from the races. He won over this distance out at Bathurst last start, so I think he can improve again off that effort. Then you've got the 7 Modern Era, I'm marking as the danger for Darren McCall. He had his first start with Darren the other week and won very impressively over the mile, so I think he'll be just as dangerous over this distance tonight. Also including the 4, Feel the Need, number 11, Floyd Mayweather, for race 1 at Menangle tonight. So my numbers again are 10, 7, 4 and 11.
10, 7, 4 and 11. Freddie Hastings calling tonight, keen on 8 with the scratching out, so it's 3 on top now. Keep on moving to beat 11 and 4 and then 10. Race 2, the Oran Park Podium Pace, take out the 6 and the 7, leaving 10 again.
Yeah, Russell, this is one of those races where anything can happen. I'm tipping the 4 on top, Oh Johnny B. Good, for Amanda Turnbull. This horse, he led and won in these conditions 2 starts back, and he went 154 and change. That's pretty handy. Then he faced some tougher company last up and wasn't disgraced, finishing 3rd place on that effort. So, yeah, I think he can go close tonight. And you've also got the 12, Franco Thiago, that you cannot underestimate. He's been in pretty top form, and this is a slight step up for him tonight, but the way he's been racing, I think he'll handle it. I'm also including the number 3, which is Macca Kelly. I think this is a good draw for him tonight. And also the 5, Armbro Chimes. So race 2, I've got the 4 on top to beat 12, 3 and 5.
4, 12, 3, 5. Freddie with 4, Johnny B. Good to beat 3, 5 and 8. That brings us to the third race at 5:48 over the mile, all starting here.
Yeah, Russell, I think the draw is going to be vital in this race, and I'm tipping the 1 on top, Miss Artistic Cara. She's had 2 runs back from a lengthy spell, and both those runs have been quite impressive. She won last start in a good time, and she does have a bit of gate speed. Whether she punches out and takes a seat or holds the front, either way, I think she's got a lot of control in this race, and I think can go very close. Then you've got the 9, Duvella. I think she's one of the classiest runners of this field. She's just got that awkward draw, but look, she was quite an impressive last start winner, and can't be underestimated. I'm also including the 10, Abby Cullen. She won well in these conditions 2 starts ago and ran a good 3rd last start. And also the 4, Look and Listen. So race 3 at Menangle, 1 on top to beat 9, 10 and 4.
Now, Freddie Hastings with 9, Devella to beat 1, 7 and 4. We wrap up the early quaddy with race 4 minus Don Boston, leaving 9.
Yeah, Russell, tipping the 4 on top, Al Leo. This race is over the 2,300 metres, and I think he races well over this distance. He ran an eye-catching 2nd in these conditions 2 starts ago, so yeah, I think he's well placed here. Then you have the 7, Ronald George. He's had a bit of a mix of luck of late, but 5 starts back, going a few starts back, but he put in a pretty good effort over this 2,300 metres, so I think he's worth consideration. I'm also including the 5, Win or Die, and number 10, Desdon Marafi. So race 4, I've got the 4 on top ahead of 7, 5 and 10.
Freddie with the 1 Lombo flashlight for Nathan Jack to beat 4, 7 and 10. Now the quaddy first leg, race 5 at 5 to 7 tonight, minus the 5 and the 8, Royal Capone and Match Point. And here we see, second up from a break, the Mark Purton runner, Al Waikiki Beach, who's won 17 from 17.
Yeah, Russell, I think he'll make it 18 from 18 tonight. So I think will be an easy leg for that first leg of the quaddy. That's number one, our Waikiki beat. I think the next best is the 7, Kept Under Wraps, horse formerly in Mark Purden's care now with Belinda McCarthy. I'm also including the 6, Cyclone Kate, slightly disappointing last start, but I think she's better than what she produced and deserves another chance and should be included, as well as number 3, Walkabout Creek. So race 5 at Menangle won the clear pick ahead of 7, 6 and 3.
Yeah, Freddie with the 1 as well, 7, 6 and 3. Now to the Group 3 feature. This is the J&M Ilsley Free For All, and we have the fixed odds betting as well. Give you some fluctuations in the race for those in the market. Monofith at 4.50, Freyberg out of point back in that point to 7.50. Better Bet Black is 3.80 to 4, back into 3.6. Bling It On is 3 out to 3.3. So that Better Bet Black and Bling It On are the top two in the marketplace. Blazin and Cullen is 9.50 out to 11. How does this play out?
Yeah, look, Russell, it's a top race and anything could happen. I'm tipping the 5 on Top Monofeith. This is the closest draw he's had in a few starts, and he'll come into Barrier 4 with the removal of the first emergency, which was in Barrier 1. He flew home. He was only narrowly beaten in the Bulleye Cup last start, and he can just reel off such a quick final sectionals, and that's why I think he can win this race. He's the defending champion of this race. He won the race last year, whether it was over the 2,300 metres, but he's just as good over the mile. I think the 7, Better Bet Black, is the danger here. He's got that gate speed that just puts him right into the race. He loves the mile. He's fresh off winning the Ross Gig Newcastle Mile up at Newcastle last week. So I think that's going to take him a long way. Then you've got the 11, Bling It On. He's a very classy customer, resuming from a spell, trials well at Menangle during the week. Just his draw is his only downfall. If he can angle away from the pegs, he'll be there in the finish because he loves the mile at Menangle. And then the next horse I'm including is the 14, Blazin' and Cullen. So race 6, the feature at Menangle tonight, I've got the 5, Monofeith on top to beat 7, Better Bet Black, 11, Bling It On, and 14, Blazin' and Cullen.
So 5, 7, 11, 14 from Amanda, and from Freddie Hastings, 7, Better Bet Black to beat 11, Bling It On, and 5, Monofeith, 7, 11, 5 and 6. Terrific race. 7.24. Race 7, minus Royal Hustler, winning two place divvies here, leaving 7
around. Yeah, tipping the one on top here, Russell, Maya McKenzie for Mark Purden, with Luke McCarthy taking the drive. This horse went 152 and change and made it look like nothing last start, so I think will be very hard to beat. Then you've got the 4, he's a swinger, races well over this distance as well, and yeah, he's been in pretty decent form too. And I'm also including the 3, a lot better, and number 7, Who's My Father? So race 7 at Menangle tonight, one on top to beat 4, 3 and 7.
And Freddie likes the one as well to beat 3, 4 and 2. And now the last, the Trotters, minus our dainty lady, leaving 8 to run.
Yeah, I really like the 2 here, Russell, which is Iona Grinner. She's had 2 starts back from a freshen up. She won well during the week. And, she's stepping away off the front row, which is a big advantage for her in this race. Also, don't mind the 8, Our Summer Vacation. He's resuming from a spell. I haven't been able to track down a trial for him, but he definitely has the class to go very close in this first up. He is off a 20-metre handicap, but he has the class to go close anyway, I think. I'm also including the 7, Paris Pepperell for Jared Outchen, and number 6, Bad Habit. So for race 8 at Menangle tonight, I've got the 2 on top to beat 8, 7 and 6.
By grin from ear to ear, we'll all be doing that after the 8 salute tonight from your tips. So what's the best of them?
Yeah, look, Russell, I really like in race 6, the feature of the night, number 5, Monofeith. He's just been in pretty top form, and I think this is a good draw for him. And in race 3, number 1, Miss Artistic Tara. I think he's a good each-way bet in that race, Russell.
Rightio. Have a lovely night. It should be a terrific race, the Group 3 race. Joe and Michael Ilsley free for all tonight. 10,000 into the first 4. Good luck, Amanda.
Thanks, Russell. Looking forward to it.
Amanda Rando on Sky Sports Radio. Catch all the action with Freddie Hastings. All the preview will be coming your way just prior to 4:45 on Sky Sports Radio tonight. Amanda Rando looking at the Tabcorp Park Menangle program. We're looking at Wentworth Park in just a moment with our broadcaster tonight, Tim Newbold. We'll do that after a break. But firstly, a look at Rotorua, race number 3, underway in around 9. Number 1, Scamp, is showing at 5.50. 2, Blackjack Man, 11. 3, Single Shot, 20. 5, Rising Rising Sun, 6. 6, Idaho's Choice, 28. 7, Savannah Samoya, 7.50. 8, Chatham Whisper, 11. 9, Dynamo, 22. 10, Flanders, 38. 11, Karen Iris at 5.20. Favourite, 12, No Need at 13. Whittaker, 46. 14, Good and Dark at 34. And 15, Flash Grey at 22. So pretty open there. 5.20 for Lindsay Satherley's ride. Karen Iris with the inside draw. On Sky and Guineas Day, it's 11 to 11 on Sky Sports Radio.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debt into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focused on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
At Bing Lee, buy any Beko washing machine and receive a bonus year's supply of Cold Power washing powder. A fantastic bonus from Beko and Bing Lee. Conditions apply. See binglee.com.au or in store for details.
You're listening to the Early Mail on your racing leisure. Sky Sports Radio.
Greyhound racing tonight at Wentworth Park headquarters, and Timmy Newbold calling all the action. Terrific card as well. Good morning, Tim.
Yeah, good morning, Russ. We're small on numbers tonight. They were a little short on nominations for tonight's meeting. Plenty of racing all around New South Wales, but looks to be a few winners on the card.
Beautiful. We need all 10. First race minus this 4 and 7, leaving 6 to run, and the wentworthpark.com.au stakes for the stayers.
Number 3, Lovelace on top here. She was airborne before falling at a most recent run at the track. I think she can bounce back tonight. She's got a vacant box on her outside, which will help her in the initial stages. She's got plenty of early dash, and she just continues to run through her early and middle sections in nippy time, and she's getting stronger at the end. 3, Lovelace on top to beat number 8, My Boy Brody, who was terrific winning at his most recent run in 22-24. Well drawn wider out. Then number 6, Madelina Girl, and 5, Crystal Coker, 3, 8, 6 and 5.
Race 2 all starting.
Number 4, Reefton Treasure on top here, comes to town after winning his past couple of races at Richmond in really, really good style, or Richmond in Canberra, I should say. He's a big, strong greyhound. He should just settle behind the early leaders and he'll knuckle down at the end. Number 4, Reefton Treasure on top. Beat number 2, Miss Bristle, who's a pacey type, and she should look for the lead from the 2 alley. Then 7, Madam Mila, and 1, Marvel Dynasty. 4, 2, 7, and 1.
We move to the running of the third race here, minus the 4 and the 5.
Number 8, Vintage Rocks, ran 29.78 at its most recent run at the track, and if he does reproduce that performance, he'll be winning. He blew rivals away on that occasion, and he's well drawn to charge right down the outside here, take control, and run away with the race. To beat number 2, They Said, who's ultra consistent and is drawn to land right on the speed. Then 7, Rob Stark, and 1, Waterbar Guest for the wider multiples. 8, 2, 7, and 1.
Race number 4 here, take out Defaulter, and that is it. A field of 7 to run, winning 2 place dividends.
And the scratching will help number 5, Zambora Idol, who's a good beginner. He's got a good turn of early dash. He ran 30.02 recently at Wentworth Park. If he can run up to that performance, he'll go very, very close. Number 5, Zambora Idol on top. To beat 2, Black Lagoon, who's a brilliant beginner and has got plenty of dash as well. Lacks strength at the end, but he'll run a cheeky race from that alley. Then number 6, Tap Out Tony, and 8, Blue Shark, best roughie in the race. 5, 2, 6, and 1.
Quaddy first leg, race 5 tonight at 8.48, minus the 6 and 8. So leaving 6 here, but an intriguing affair.
Number 2, Emmett Calm, will start a short price favourite on after recent runs. He's been going great guns, and he's meeting probably the easiest field he's seen at Wentworth Park for a few weeks. Well drawn in the 2 alley to drive up, take the lead, and put his rivals away mid-race. But you'll have to take skinny odds. He'll be around the $1.50, $1.60 mark. 2, Emmett Khan on top to beat 4, Magic Lace, who's never far from the action. She always runs a cheeky race. Then 3, Blackie Streak, and 7, Just Like Rosie, is knocking on the door, but I think she might just find this race a little too hard. She might keep for another week. 2, 4, 3, and 7.
Race number six is the Quaddie second leg. We're with Tim Newbold looking at Whitworth Park tonight. And race number six, they're all running here over the 5:20.
Number one, Pedro Serrano on top. He's ideally drawn on the inside. He loves a rails alley. He's a fast beginner. He's got good speed to drive up and lead by the first turn or even sit second behind one of the other pacey runners. And he's getting stronger with each and every run, Pedro Serrano. And he could probably run down a couple of these greyhounds. I'm going with him at the better value, number one, Pedro Serrano, to beat the favourite, number eight, Magic Spring, who's a Group 1 winner, National Derby winner at the track early on in the year. He's beautifully drawn wider out on the track where he does like to race. He'll be charging, looking for the early lead. Then number two, One Hill. He was brilliant winning last time out of the track and is drawn to get the cushy run here. And then seven, Paloma Lago. 1, 8, 2, and 7.
Quaddie third leg, race seven or starting here?
7-1, Samuel on top here. He can be moody at times, but when he does put it all together, he's got a big, big engine and can run blinding times. He's run around 29.8 of the track. He's drawn to get a clear run here because he's drawn on the outside of a lid-pinging railer. So we'll get every chance to charge down the outside and get across into a striking position behind the likely leader, Rubelli Magic, and I think he'll be too strong at the end. 7-1, Samuel on top. To beat number eight, Lock and Bar Armour, I think he'll get a nice run down the outside too and settle in a good position. Then six, Rubelli Magic, the likely leader, and two, Max Cady for the wider exotics. 7, 8, 6, and 2.
We head to the eights, completing the quaddy at 9.57 tonight, a field of eight to run, and Quiet Brilliant ran into Black Bear Lee last time out.
Yeah, and dropped sharply in grade on recent runs, Quite Brilliant. She's found a race here tonight. She's normally a pretty good beginner, well drawn near to the rails, and has got a good turn of burn to roll to the lead here and pinch at mid-race. Two Quite Brilliant on top to beat five Billy Saw, I think the main danger. He's well drawn out in the centre of the track. He just needs a bit of room to wind up. When he does, he's got plenty of strength. And if he doesn't let Quite Brilliant get too far ahead of him mid-race, he will put the pressure on her late. Then one Top Edge and three Black Meteorite. 2, 5, 1, and 3.
At the start of Rotorua, race number 9, the penultimate tonight, and here, minus number 7, She's a Felon.
Number 4, Pippa Pepper on top. She ran 29.79 at the track a few runs ago and then found trouble in the heat of the ladies' bracelet. The most recent run of the track was terrific when finishing in the money. She'll find this a lot easier than recent runs. She just needs a little bit of luck in the first 80 to 100 metres, and I think she'll get the money. Number 4, Pippa Pepper. To beat one, Tap Out Scarlet, who is much better at her most recent run. She's drawn to run a race. Then 2, Dawn Mini, who's a pacey type. And 6, Joker Jade. Should be thrown into the wider multiples. 4, 1, 2, and 6.
And that time again coming around. The Peter Mossman, June 4, 11, 18. Gee, the race this year's gone very quickly indeed. Last at 10.35, minus, or in fact, a vacant box in 5.
Number 4, Sour D on top here, comes back to town for the first time in a little while tonight. Recorded 29.85 winning at Gosford recently. And look, if she can bring that form to the city tonight, I think she'll be winning. Number 4, Sour D on top to beat one Rapid Extraction, who can be a big, big improver on recent runs. He's drawn to run a race at a bit of value. Then 7, Jiggly Legs in 2, Rumbling Rascal. For the wider multiples, 4, 1, 7, and 2, 2, wrap it up.
Best for Wentworth Park tonight, Tim?
I'm pretty keen on race 1, number 3, Lovelace. I like race 6, number 1, Pedro Serrano, and race 8, number 2, Quite Brilliant.
Have a terrific night. Thanks for your time, Tim.
Thanks, Russ.
Timmy Newbold calling tonight. He's Rotorua.
Up and racing, and Chatham Whisper was first away. Karen Iris began quickly along the inside, and Scamp is going forward in search of the lead. They'd be tracked across by Flanders, then followed out next by Rising Sun. Dynamo came next from Savannah Samoya out deeper. Along the inside is No Need. A length away, Single Shot, and then Flash Gree, followed by Good and Tag, then Whitaker, second to last, Blackjack Man, and last on the inside, Idaho's Choice. Down by the 900 metres, mark they go. Pacemaker out in the centre of the track here is Flanders. From Scampin on the inside, Karen Iris. A length away, Rising Sun with it up on the outside. Next was Chatham Whisper. Then came No Need, who's staying closest to the rail. In the centre then came Dynamo, followed by Savannah Samoya. Single shot. Further back in the field then is Whitaker. With those Idaho's Choice, Good and Tag, and then Blackjack Man and Flash Gree is the tail ender. Up towards the corner they come, 450 to go. Flanders the leader from Scamp. Karen Iris is still with them on the inside. No Need has continued to take shortcuts and is still near the inside as they swing in. Rising Sun being taken to the outside. Further out then we've got Looking to Run On, also Chatham Whisper. 200 to go. Karen Iris tackled by Scamp. Dynamo's coming after them strongly. In behind these then we've got Blackjack Man from a fair way back. Karen Iris, Dynamo on the outside is coming after it. Late run, Blackjack Man. It's Dynamo. Dynamo got up to beat Karen Iris, third over. Blackjack Man and then Scamp. In behind those next was Good and Tag, followed by Chatham Whisper, then Rising Sun, No Need and Flash Gree. Further away to Whitaker with Idaho's Choice, Savannah Samoya, then Flanders, and last of all was Single Shot.
9 Dynamo, Craig Grills, 25-10 the win, 6:40 the place, 11 Karen Iris at 2:42, Blackjack Man at 3:70. In a moment, we preview Blue Ribbon Day at Morfordville with the Derby on with Peter Ellis. Just prior to a break, though, in the 6th that's going, the Luskin Star today, Clearly Innocent, who last raced, of course, in the Bar Plates, is today a gear change. Bar Plates off. 11 o'clock.
Right now, Kia has end-of-financial-year deals on the award-winning MY15 Serato S. Now in run-out with free auto from $19,990 drive away. Plus, receive a $1,000 gift card until May 31. And it comes with Australia's best and only 7-year unlimited kilometre factory warranty. Find your small car value at your New South Wales Kia dealer today. Offer on new vehicles for private buyers only. Ends May 31 while stocks last. Terms at kia.com.au.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Now with the Harbour Tunnel, a nasty accident involving three vehicles. One citybound lane is closed there. Now they're in lane two and causing major headaches for other traffic. So if you're about to come into the city over the Harbour Bridge or through the tunnel, forget the Harbour Tunnel for the time being and try the bridge. Seeing heavy traffic on all roads around the zoo too, through the forest, slow in place on Moringa Road, the Parkway and Forest Way. Now for you, the Anzac Bridge all clear over the fish markets in both directions and the M1 on the speed between Moonee Moonee and Sydney at this stage of the morning. This week's fresh offer from Aldi, Australian broccoli, 99 cents per bunch, and Australian grapes just $2.49 for 800 grams. Aldi, so fresh. I'm Dennis Lee on Sky Sports Radio.
To all those who build, we salute you. The crew's tirelessly cutting, lifting and taping so families can call a house a home. For contractors shaping skylines and building communities. At USG Boral, we're the building materials manufacturer that's with you every step of the way. From creating the very first plasterboard to easing your burden with the lightest 10mm and 13mm plasterboard produced in Australia, we're there. Proud supporter of a job well done. Learn more at usgball.com.
You're listening to the Early Mail on your racing leader. Sky Sports Radio.
Form guides at the ready for Morfordville. It's clear road to Ruatoche the third though. 9 Dynamo, 25-10, 6:40, 11 Karen Iris, 2.